Gender confusion is another thing they're really concerned about. Not only is it a baby or isn't it, but am I a boy or am I a girl? Is I know for many of us that are a little older, it just seems far-fetched that we ever got here, but here we are, and we're going to talk about it today. So if you'll stand with me, if you can't stand, don't worry about it, but if you can, that's fine. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over the livestock and over all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They'll be yours for food. And all the beasts and all the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. Father, help us as your children to get this straight in our minds so that we might glorify you by helping others to get it straight in their minds, that there are two sexes, male and female. It's the way you made it in the beginning. It's the way that it still is, no matter what mankind might say. Father, open our hearts, open our minds, help us to be good students of your word, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. We started this a couple weeks ago, and we talked about several things, seeking God's truth in the area of gender and identity and sexuality. We began looking at the design and the designer because there really is a God who made all this, and he had a wonderful plan. And when he wound up making man and woman, he said, it is very good. And he was not confused a bit about what he had made. So let me give you a real quick recap of what we covered 2 weeks ago. Number one, God is the designer of gender. We tried to make that very clear in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 again. God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God created man in the image of God, and he created them male and female. God founded the foundation of the family. The family still all around the world. Most families are made up of men and women who have children. That's the norm. However, we're getting away from the norm more and more, but God created males and females to complement each other. Where I'm strong, she's weak, and where she's strong, I'm weak. And it's a wonderful plan that God has made. What we males and females have different roles and different responsibilities in family, which is the foundation of every society all across the world. God is the inventor of intimacy. Man didn't invent that. God created sex for procreation and for enjoyment. There's nothing evil about it as long as it's done according to God's plan. Sex was designed by God to be good. Sex was designed by God to bring glory to God and be exclusively between a husband and his wife, male and female. That's God's exclusive plan. He has no other. Mankind has all kinds of plans, but God has one plan, one man and one woman for life. The Bible's very clear when it comes to these things, but don't forget what we learned last week. Satan is a deceiver, and he sows distrust in God's plan. He sows discouragement in God's ways. And he says he's got a better plan. Our culture today is confused. And when I say our culture, I'm not just talking about the United States of America. You're going to see in today's lesson, this is going on all over the world today, wherever it's allowed. We're called this message, gender confusion. So the world we're living in is different than the world most of us grew up in. I can't believe how quickly it's changed in my lifetime. When I was a boy, you went to the store and you bought a Mr. Potato Head. Anybody remember Mr. Potato Head? Do you know what he's called today? Hasbro has become enlightened, and today he's just Potato Head. He's not Mr. Potato Head anymore. So Hasbro isn't the only one. Today in Oregon, a 15-year-old can transition their body without parental consent. And that's not the end of it. In Scotland today, they just passed a law allowing 4-year-olds to identify as the opposite gender and even change their name without their parents' consent. 4 years old. Folks, they're not ready. They're not ready at 15. Do you know when a man or a woman, actually either one, usually becomes totally mature mentally and physically and spiritually? It's about 25. It's not 4, and it's not 15, and it's not 20. It's 25. And gender identity is being reconstructed across our world. A recent article on the medicinenet.com says that besides male and female, there are 7 different genders now. And in the not-too-distant future, there's going to be between 400 and 500 different genders. They've got a program. How do they know there's going to be 400 or 500? Because they've already got them named. They already know where they want to take this world. I don't know about you, but I'm not going with them. I believe there are 2 genders. There's male and there's female. They can believe whatever they want, but I'm not going with them. A recent New York Times article claims that there are now 5 biological sexes. God said 2. New York Times says 5. Besides just male and female, and like many similar articles, it goes on to reinforce this idea and says if you don't like your gender today, you can always change it tomorrow, and you can change it back the day after that. What a confused world. What a crazy situation. We wrestle with the concept of gender identity. We have to understand the terminology that's associated with it. Where are they trying to take us? For most of us grew up in a world where our biological sex and our gender were synonymous. I never had a question when I was a little boy. Am I a boy or a girl? I never had a question. My whole family said I was a boy. God's word said I was a boy, so I just accepted I'm a boy. I accepted the fact that girls were cute, but they were a little messed up in their minds, but they were cute. And I'm sure they thought the same way about us boys, you know, that they're handsome, but man, are they messed up. So, you know, they didn't play baseball very much, and I couldn't understand that at all. You know, I didn't get it. So, in other words, our culture world says our psychology today determines our sex. When I was a boy, it was clearly taught in schools that our biology, the way God made us, determined our sex. Today, they're being taught in school. If you don't feel that you're a boy, then you have to get your body in line with your feelings, because your feelings are what matter most. Folks, that's why young girls and young boys are having all kinds of surgeries, taking all different kinds of medications, and then when they do mature, suddenly they realize what a mistake they have made. A young girl that has those operations and takes those medicines no longer can have children. No longer can have breasts, which is the normal part of it all. You don't get that back. Young boys that were mutilated in surgery, they're never going to be able to have a child. It isn't going to happen. And so we have a world that's totally flip side, upside down from what the Bible says. The Bible says you were created by God, either male or female, and get your mind in line, your feelings in line with what God has made you. The world is telling our kids and our grandkids, and especially our great-grandkids, exactly the opposite. There is no God. You just happen biologically to be born a boy or a girl. But if you don't feel that, then you have to change that. And you have the power to do that today. And they are doing it today. And it's extremely expensive. And who do you suppose is paying for that? A lot of that's coming out of your tax dollars. Whether you know it or not, if a prisoner goes to jail and decides that he's not a man, he's a female, they will operate on that man and change him to be like a female, and you and I are paying the bill. It's going on today. It's absolutely crazy. God's word says, again, in Genesis 1:27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. That says in God's word very distinctly that God chose the sex you were going to be and I was going to be before my mother and dad even came together. God directed that. God has a plan, and his plan makes one person different from another biologically. There are male and female organs, and we're going to talk about that just in a minute. But our external anatomy, our body parts on the outside, whether you have girl parts or boy parts, that's what determines your sex, not what you feel or what you think. Internal reproductive organs, ovaries for girls and a uterus for the females, and testicles and a penis for the males, is what makes you male or female. We just had a Supreme Court justice nominated in her time before the Senate. They said, can you define what a woman is? And she said, no, I cannot define that. Do you know why she can't define it? Because she's bought into the plan that it depends on what's emotionally going on in their mind. They have to determine, not biologically, but how they feel, whether they're a man or a woman today. That's why today in Michigan, we have schools that are allowing boys to go into the girls' locker rooms and shower with the girls because the boy feels that he's a girl. We are crazy. We have crazy people running our institutions today. And we say it's just fine. God says it's not fine. In Psalm 139, verse 13, the Bible says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Unfortunately, the world does not know that. The world will not acknowledge, number one, that there is a God. Number two, that he has the right to choose to make you male or female. They're in charge. Well, sadly, they're not, because the endocrine system that God put into a man is different than the endocrine system that he put into a woman. The woman produces hormones that bring about the breast and all the other things that go with the female, and the male has testosterone that does all the things that make him male, the beard and all the rest. It's different. And God made it that way. The world of education is telling our kids that none of that matters. It doesn't matter what the Bible says, because they don't believe the Bible is the word of God. It doesn't matter what God says, because God doesn't exist, and you are just an accident. And because you're just an accident, you can be whatever you want to be. Folks, it doesn't change the biology, does it? It doesn't change God's plan. The devil just keeps sowing seeds of doubt. Our young people today doubt if they're a boy, or they doubt if they're a girl. They make up their mind one way and they make up their mind the other way. Let me ask you, how many of you knew at the age of 5 exactly what you were going to do for your livelihood? Anybody here know? I changed mine about 40 times. I was going to be like Roy Rogers. I was going to be a cowboy. Well, that didn't work out too well. I was going to be a fireman. I was going to be And that's the way children are today. They want to be this, they want to be that, but God made them in a special way. And what God wants us to do is submit to what He says we are and to live our lives with joy, being either male or female, not to get all caught up in what Satan's trying to do. When we disregard God's plan, we're heading for destruction. And our nation, not only our nation, but our whole world, is heading for destruction because we put away God's plan for the family. We put away God's plan for male or female. What's next? It's unbelievable where we're heading and what's going on. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, it says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Pride says, "I'm in charge of my life. I'll decide if I'm a boy or a girl. Nobody, no God's going to tell me who I am." That's pride. Do you know the suicide rate is almost 20 times higher in those people that are trying to change their sex than it is in the normal population? Do you know why? Because Satan's end game has never changed. Satan's end game is to kill you. He's a murderer from the beginning. He wants you confused about all about life. The Bible says God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. It's in His Word. And we just ignore His Word. We listen to the world. We get so confused. If we just go back to the Word of God, He makes it ever so clear. When those words were first spoken, I want to take you back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, because this is the confusion Satan's sowing even more today than ever. "The serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You'll not certainly die,' the serpent said to the woman. 'For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it." What the Lord of the world is trying to tell our kids now, that if you are a girl and you determine you're a boy, you're really a hero. The world praises you today. If you're a boy and you think you want to be a girl, oh, that's a wonderful thing. It's mass confusion. God says it's sin. Adam and Eve rejected God's clear command to them and had a better plan. We often think, why would Adam and Eve do that? They were in the middle of the Garden of Eden. Every need was supplied. They were totally naked and totally at peace with themselves. Everything was perfect. They weren't aging. They weren't dying. They were going to live forever in a perfect environment. But Satan said, God's holding out on you. The one thing that you really want, God's saying no. That's what you need. And Satan's saying the same thing to young boys and young girls today. God made a mistake. You don't feel like you're a boy, so you're not a boy. And the world's buying into the lie. And because of that, they are self-destructing. When we study the subject today, we hear a lot about how you feel, because that's what the world's all caught up in today. Not what's reality, but what do you think is reality? Not what God says, but what do you think is right? Gender dysphoria, and dysphoria is the word that many of us don't know, but dysphoria means dissatisfaction. Gender dissatisfaction is when a person experiences the gap between who they are on the inside, in other words, how God made you, with what you wish you were. A young girl really wishes they would have been a boy, because my dad wants a great athlete in the family, he wants me to play football, but here I am a girl. I wish I was a boy. Folks, it doesn't matter what your earthly dad wants. What matters is, what did your Heavenly Father make you for? Sometimes, no matter what sex you are, you still can't please your earthly dad, but you can please your Heavenly Father. You can determine that I'm going to take what the sex God made me, and I'm going to do it for His glory, and I'm going to enjoy my role in this life. Something called early onset dysphoria. And that involves young children today. Children are being convinced by teachers, by friends, in youth groups that are specially set up to convince people that they are not what they were made. Early onset dysphoria is when your five-year-old says with all their heart, "I don't think I'm a boy. I think I'm a girl." They had to learn that someplace. That does not come natural, my friends. Somebody had to convince them of that. Cultural onset dysphoria, and I know that's a lot of different terms, but it's a growing social phenomenon that says you can be a boy today and a girl tomorrow and a boy the next day. That's where we're heading. It isn't just that the boy's going to go in the girl's shower today, but tomorrow he's going back to the boy's shower, and the next day he's going back the other way. You talk about confusion. You talk about throwing your school into an uproar. There are young kids today that are no longer in the public schools because they don't want to take a shower with a boy. And I don't blame them a bit. If I had children in school today and that school said, a boy can go into your daughter's shower, my daughter would not be going to that school, period. There's no way. That's not normal. We have different generations, and I'm not real good at the different generations, but I want to update you on where we are, because in your Decision magazine that I passed out this morning, we had several of them, it kind of lays out for us what's going on in our world. I thought it was really timely that it came right at the same time. But a really popular belief today, especially those in Generation Z, and I'll define that for you in just a minute, those are our middle school and high school age children today, Generation Z. The teachers and society and social media influencers celebrate the fact that a child is gender confused. They really are celebrating it. Some of you know the name Miley Cyrus. Some of you have no idea who she is at all. But she's a very popular singer today. Her dad was a very popular country singer, and she's a very popular country singer and modern singer. But she said this, and because she's so popular with the younger generation, she really has an effect on them. "I don't relate to being a boy or a girl, and I don't have to have my partner relate to a boy or girl either." Well, the problem is you don't have one partner. Sometimes you have multiple partners. Because if God says it's one man and one woman for life, and there is no God, I'll just have as many partners as I want. And people are doing that too. Total confusion. So in our Discovery magazine, it says 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans now identify as LGBT. So 1 in 5, that's 20% of that generation in middle school and high school now says, "I change back and forth." That's what they're saying, 20%. Almost double the number of millennials. Millennials were born between 1981 and 1996. So it's almost double the number, because just 1 in 10 of them. So those are people that today, if they were born in 65, they'd be... how much? In my mind, 58 years old? 1 in 10 of those believe that they are LGBTQ, not Q. Some 6 times the number of Generation X, only about 1 in 30. Generation X, oh, they're the ones from 65 to 80, and the baby boomers, which I'm part of, are 1946 to 1964, it was about 1 in 50. Folks, we have to understand, Satan is making huge progress each generation. If you've got 20% of a whole generation that's middle school and high school coming up, what about the next generation? Do you realize those are going to be the people in charge in just a few years? You take a look. I'll just mention this to you. Take a look just at Michigan, who your legislators are and who the leaders of our state are, our attorney general and so on. They're in that group, folks. They're making the choices. They're deciding what's being taught in your schools. And they're there. And it's going to affect the next generations unless God's people get to work. We have a job to do. We are salt and we are light. It's time for us to stand up and say, no, I'm paying taxes to that public school, and I do not want them teaching my children that they're not a boy or they're not a girl. Clear science. You know, the Bible warns about science falsely so called, but there is clear science. The XY chromosome is one sex. The X chromosome is another sex. And if you don't get that in your mind, that God wired you differently, it gets very confusing. And it was never meant to be confusing. The devil has deceived us into believing yet another lie, and he's using it to destroy the very fabric of our society and the society of the entire world. God made man, man, and woman, woman, and when you put the two together as one in marriage, it's a wonderful plan. Because they will know the Lord, love the Lord, raise their children to know and love the Lord, and their little boys are going to marry somebody else's little girl, and they're going to do the same thing. A wonderful plan. But if a girl marries a girl, how many children are they going to have? If a boy marries a boy, how many children are they going to have? They're going to have none. The life on earth, as far as human beings, if you had one generation where every girl had a girlfriend and they marry, and you had every boy marry a boy, one generation, there's no more life. Folks, God never meant it that way. God said, male and female, be productive and increase in number and fill the earth. That's God's plan, and it's his only plan. The world has a playbook, and the playbook of society is teaching generation after generation that there is no God. Folks, that should never be taught in our public schools, but it is taught in our public schools today. Evolution started this all out in the late 1800s, and because people believed in evolution, it leaves God out of the equation. And anytime you leave God out of the equation of life, life doesn't make sense. Life has no value. That's why we're killing our babies today, because it's not a baby. It's not someone made in God's image, because there is no God. When you really believe that that little baby forming in the womb of a mother is made in the image of God, either a male or a female, then you don't kill your baby. But when you believe it's just a blob of flesh, you kill your baby, because it's not a baby. It's just a blob. There, you know, it's interesting to me, even with the modern cameras that we have now, that can actually take a picture of that baby in the womb, and it's got 10 fingers and 10 toes, and little arms and legs are moving, and you can see the head bobbing back and forth. You can hear the little heartbeat. They still don't consider it a baby. Folks, that's a hardness of heart. There's something wrong, because we will not acknowledge God. Just because you feel like a different sex doesn't mean you are a different sex. We were created in the image of God, male and female. We aren't supposed to change who Jesus made us. Jesus is supposed to change us on the inside so that we get comfortable with what he made us for, and we do his will for our lives his way. I read an article the other day. It talks about not only the progression of gender identity and sexuality and all the rest, but now we've gone to another new phase. This is called transradical. Transradical and transabled is when you feel like you should be a quadriplegic, but you're not. Do you know what you do when you feel that way? You do what a man in England did. In Great Britain, a man cut off his arm because he felt he should be disabled. A woman in North Carolina poured drain cleaner into her eyes because she felt she should have been born blind. These are things that are really happening today. We would call it insanity, but they would not call it insanity. You want to talk about a man who published an ad in Craigslist looking for a nanny because he felt like he was a baby. Now, that's going pretty far, but the question I have for you and for myself is, where is this ever going to end? If people really believe this stuff and they really follow after it, who says that a man, 50 years old, can't go to a kindergarten class and identify as a girl because he believes he's a 5-year-old girl? Who says that's wrong? Who says it's wrong when we decide to have a little boy who's 5 years old determine in his mind that he's 21 years old and he wants to have a beer? Who can tell him he's wrong? Can his parents tell him he's wrong? Not today. Man, you're standing in front of what he thinks. How about if he wants to vote at 5 years old? Who says he can't because he identifies as an 18-year-old? Folks, it's not going to stop unless we go back to the Word of God. That's the only thing that can put this to a stop, because we are getting really crazy in our world today. I want to encourage you today, get into the Word of God, get your mind saturated with the Word of God, believe it in your heart, and teach it to the next generation. Because our generation, my life, this is already affecting a lot, but it's not going to affect me personally that much. But what about my grandkids? Especially, what about my great-grandkids? How much is this going to affect their lives? Do you know in many companies that you work today, you can't hardly get ahead unless you're homosexual? They advance them on purpose. What a crazy world. Everything is upside down. The Bible said there's going to come a time when men are going to call evil good and good evil. We are there. This is the time. And this is the time when your light can shine brighter than any time in the history of mankind. If you'll simply believe God, obey what he says for your own life, and then instruct those around you the same way, you'll make a difference. Are we going to save them all? No, we're not going to save them all. You know, the story is told about a man that walked along the beach and he saw the starfish coming up on the shore. And he went along and he threw them out into the water. And a guy came up and said, "Sir, do you realize how absurd this is? Look around you. There are thousands and thousands of starfish as far as the eye can see. What good are you doing?" He picked up another starfish and he threw it back in the water. He said it made a difference for that one. Folks, you're not going to change everybody's mind, but you might affect a few. Between all of us, we might affect quite a few. And that's the way God makes the difference. God uses godly people to influence ungodly people so that they can acknowledge that, number one, there is a God. And that's where all this trouble started. When we stop acknowledging that there is a God who made us for his glory, that's where the trouble starts. And it's going to keep getting worse until we have revival in our land and come back to that fact that there is a God who is over us, who has set life in motion, who has a plan, and you can either get in on the plan or you can rebel against the plan. But the way of the transgressor is hard all the way through, and it's going to wind up in destruction. I don't know about you, but I do not want my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren destroyed because of what they're believing and learning. Father, so grateful for your word. We pray tonight, Lord, as we finish this series up, that, Father, you'll be glorified, that we'll be edified and know that we are men or we are women for your glory. Father, bless us as we move into the communion service. Help us to examine our hearts and make sure that our heart is right with you. And Father, we'll give you the praise now in Jesus' holy name. Amen.